Welcome into A to Z Sports Primetime from the Zen Sports Studios. I'm your host, Buck Rising, and I'm proud, as always, to be presented to you by TrueMath Fitness in the Gulch. Go to TrueMathFitness.com for your first workout free. As a Middle Tennessee resident, no workout ever recycled or repeated at TrueMath Fitness. By the way, big thanks to TrueMath Fitness for helping us raise money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society this week in a great workout class with Work Campbell. Two Rivers Ford, always a great partners of ours and great friends to you if you're in the process of finding your next new vehicle. Shop with the South's most trusted Ford dealer at tworiversford.com and Zen Sports. Download the app, plug in the promo code ATOZTN, and get access to their same game parlays, no danger first wagers, and all manner of other great opportunities for you to get in on the action at Zen Sports. Titans have a couple of lazy narratives about them as a franchise, and I'm always curious to know how Titans fans feel like the Titans as an organization are viewed. We've talked about the Nick Wright clip, right, that was making the rounds with the discussion being about the L'Jarius Sneed trade, with Nick Wright, who is very publicly a Kansas City Chiefs fan, talking about L'Jarius Sneed from a Chiefs fan perspective, and then casting a couple of shots, side shots, parting shots at the Titans as an organization as well. Looking at how far the Titans have come under Amy Adams Strunk as the controlling owner in 2015, she's dispelled a lot of the narratives that have previously existed about the Titans as an organization. And I think this latest offseason, this first wave of free agency, has done well to continue to disprove another. So we'll talk about your Two Rivers Ford take here in the comments on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and on Twitch if you want to get involved there. The question, what is the laziest narrative about the Tennessee Titans as an organization? We'll talk about it together right after I remind you that your Two Rivers Ford take is presented by Two Rivers Ford. Quality American-made Ford vehicles at the South's most trusted Ford dealership. Two Rivers Ford is the best place for you to get your next used or quality certified pre-owned or new vehicle at Two Rivers Ford. Over 40 years of delivering for Middle Tennesseans, going above and beyond with award-winning customer service and the best vehicles around. Two Rivers Ford in Mount Juliet or online at tworiversford.com for more information. What's the laziest narrative about the Titans? Josh Sabata says, an organization that's never won a Super Bowl. Well, that's not lazy at all. That's accurate. The Titans are not a Super Bowl winning organization. They have never won a championship in their history. They have won AFL championships going back to the Houston Oilers history, which dates back to 1960. But since the Super Bowl era, since the merger, which is when the Super Bowl era began, AFL and NFL, the Titans have never won a championship. So that's actually a very accurate narrative. They have never won a Super Bowl. They have won an AFL championship, but that's way, way back in the 60s. Ching Bing says that they are not willing to pay for quality players. Corey D. Jackson says, easy. No one wants to come here. We are a cheap organization. Well, those are two different ones. Stephen King says the Tennessee Titans are racist. I don't know that that's been something that's been out there, but, if that's something that you believe or that people have sent your way, I'm not going to refute it if that's been your experience, but certainly I've not heard that on my end of things. But definitely that they are unwilling to pay for top caliber talent has been one of them. And it doesn't help when people like Nick Wright are out here on national television talking about your organization this way.
The division's
8-9 instead of 9-8
this year, don't you think?
So,
well, the Houston's going to be good. Jacksonville is what it is.
I think Houston, Jacksonville are
fine.
Titans
should be better.
Titans are somehow going for it.
Oh,
they are going for it.
I think the Titans might end up with the number one pick.
Then they, why are they signing everybody?
Yeah, because I think they're poorly run.
Wow.
Maybe. You think the Titans are going to be good?
I mean, they're trying.
They're going to be competitive.
I'm just saying, the other teams are not trying.
I wish they had kept Vrabel and signed all these guys, to be honest. But
hurting. Yeah, but you know why they didn't keep Vrabel? Because they're poorly run.
You know why they didn't keep Vrabel? Because they're poorly run. Now, you can go back and forth on the Vrabel thing one way or the other. By the way, A to Z Sports Primetime is presented by the great people at TrueMath Fitness in the Gulch, where you can go for the best workout in Middle Tennessee. A new way to work out for the best version of you, TrueMathFitness.com. For more information, sign up for one of their group fitness classes or a personal training session, if that's your vibe, at TrueMathFitness.com. Like I said, your first workout is free. That is a pretty lazy one. Nick Wright is a clown, says Timothy Morris. Maserati Max says he's an idiot. I think his hairline is poorly run, says Bryce Erickson. Well, I don't think he's any of those things. I think that Nick Wright is a performer, for sure. I don't think he's unintelligent. I think, in fact, he's very bright. Now, you may consider his position on the Titans uninformed, and I would agree with you at that. With that assessment, I don't think that the Titans are a poorly run organization. I think that they have had some miscues over the course of their history. And honestly, I think that Amy gets saddled with a lot of baggage that Bud Adams is mostly responsible. For example, the offseason narrative that they have most consistently disproved under Amy Adams Strunk is that the Titans are a cheap organization. The Titans have spent more money on players this offseason than any other team, than any other franchise in football this year. They have given out contracts, and I will pull up the graphic specifically on A to Z Sports because they pulled some numbers from SpotTrack today. The Titans are the biggest spenders thus far through the first month of free agency. Well, we're not even a month into free agency, but through the first 3 weeks of free agency. Courtesy of SpotTrack, they have given out in total contracts $306.4 million. The Panthers are second at 255.5, Eagles third, 247.6, Falcons and Texans are the league's top five spenders so far this offseason. So that includes Ridley, Snead, guys like Cushenberry and Pollard, even Chidobe Awuzie, who they gave a fair amount of money to, and Kenneth Murray, who got more of a prove-it type of contract. But they are a team that consistently spends. They have given out huge contracts, top-of-market contracts to players like Taylor Lewan, Harold Landry, Kevin Byard, players who are worth keeping for this organization, Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill. They have all met the financial demands that those respective positions require when it comes time to pay the best players on their football team. Jeff Simmons, they have done this. So the organization of a, or rather the narrative of the Titans being a cheap organization is something that is consistently carried over from Bud Adams' time. And I think that there are some Titans fans who do still think of the Titans through that purview. But since 2015, they've done nothing but invest in this organization from a player standpoint, from a coaching staff standpoint. They continue to invest in the facilities. And I know that the stadium is giving being funded by a good deal of public money. And that's not something that the Titans are forking up all the cash for, but still the Titans have under Amy Adams Strunk maintained a level of investment that makes you feel like they're in this, right? These moves this offseason make you feel like the Titans are actually out here trying to compete. And I would not have looked at them that way, or they seem to look at themselves as being a better roster than the rest of us are giving them credit for, myself included, given that the moves like Ridley and Snead indicate that they're in a level of competing or a level of competitiveness that might have surprised some of us at the start of the season. But there is a substantial amount of investment from Amy as the controlling owner and from the Adams family under Amy's stewardship, and that continues to show itself year in and year out with the way that the team continues to pay for top-of-market free agent contracts and to retain their own talent, though they haven't had a ton of talent of their own to retain as of late. A to Z Sports Primetime is presented by the great people at Zen Sports. Download the app, plug in the promo code ATOZTN, and get up to $1,000 on your no-danger first wager. Zen Sports is there to get you in on all the action with same-game parlays on the NBA and the NHL. Running out of time to bet on the NHL regular season, though the Stanley Cup playoffs are right around the corner. Download the app, plug in the promo code ATOZTN. Terms and conditions do apply. Must be 21 and up or and in the state of Tennessee to bet. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. So I think that this offseason, among several other offseasons since 2015, has disproved that laziest of narratives, which is that the Titans are still an organization that is not willing to invest in players. They have consistently done so under Amy, and I think that's one that you can cast to the side. Ben Hall says, he says, Buck, haven't you noticed they didn't fully give Derek his flowers until he left the Titans? Well, who's they? Who are we talking about as they? They being the Titans? They being Titans fans? Who is this nebulous they that you are casting aspersions on? Give me a more specific answer, Ben, and I'll be able to react more appropriately, because I'm not sure who you're referencing there. National media. Okay. Yeah, I'll go along with that. But listen, I don't want to justify it, but it's a pretty easy move to justify. Derrick Henry is way more interesting from a national media standpoint as a Baltimore Raven than he is on the Tennessee Titans. The biggest reason that the Titans are relevant in the last decade of football is Derrick Henry. Absolutely. He's the star that keeps them any kind of relevant to the national media. Now that he's no longer there, they're not going to care about Calvin Ridley. They're not going to care about L'Jarius Sneed. They're not going to care about Brian Callahan. They'll only care about Will Levis if he struggles the way that young quarterbacks often do. They'll be very quick, as is the custom. This is the way that, unfortunately, the media cycle works. And unless there's some kind of quarterback controversy that's compelling, there's no reason for people to care about the Titans outside of Titans fans or people who cover the Titans on a daily basis. There's nothing that you can do about the market size or the size of the fan base, right? So that people are more willing to lean into, are more willing to interview Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry's making the rounds everywhere. He's on the Pivot with Ryan Clark. He's doing NFL Network hits. I don't remember Derrick doing that shit when he was with the Titans. This is something that is going to probably bother Titans fans to an extent. Maybe you don't let small stuff like this get under your skin, but yeah, he's a more interesting player nationally in Baltimore than he is in Tennessee. The Ravens are a Super Bowl winning organization. They're in a bigger media market. They have more stars that people will recognize. They have a coach who is at as good as any coach in professional football right now. The Ravens are I would consider them a gold standard organization the last 25 years of professional football, certainly with the way that they've been able to maintain a competitive balance despite the kind of things that free agency in the modern age of football has kind of wrought, how much harder it's been to win championships, consistently win championships, unless you're the New England Patriots with Tom Brady. Ultimately, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much more national media likes Derrick Henry on the Ravens than on the Titans. But yeah, to acknowledge that is not accurate would be disingenuous. Listen, the reason why A to Z Sports exists primarily is because you can't turn on NFL Network or ESPN or CBS Sports and listen to Titans talk. That's why The Zone, the radio station that I work for, continues to be as big a news source as any for Middle Tennessee sports fans, because you can't turn on the television or national radio and hear your football team being discussed. That's the premise behind A to Z Sports. Hyper-local to give fans of teams like the Arizona Cardinals or the Jacksonville Jaguars, or having been founded here in Nashville, Tennessee Titans fans, daily Titans talk on a regular basis that satisfies your interest and your need to learn more about your football team. That's why this whole model works. It's why the primetime show and the morning show for A to Z is as successful as it has been, and why the company has continued to succeed with that model, because as networks get bigger, they want to appeal to the broadest set of the audience, and the national audience can give a rat's ass about the Tennessee Titans. Why would they? There's not that many Titans fans nationally. And maybe as they find future success, that'll continue to grow. Certainly, You saw an uptick in interest in them when they made the AFC Championship run a couple of years ago, but it's been the success for them has been so fleeting right at the very beginning of their Titans existence in you know, 25, 26 years ago. And, you know, the most recent success having come 5 years ago, almost 6 years ago, it's been pretty few and far between for people to have any kind of actual interest in the Titans. So while I think that why there are dozens of us, says Jay on YouTube. Yeah, it's basically that premise where it relates to NFL fan bases on a national scale. But you don't have to give a shit about the national scale. That's why we're here, to provide you daily coverage of your favorite sports teams. All right, let's keep it moving. Wow, what a huge win by the Iowa Hawkeyes to knock off LSU. Caitlin Clark continues her potential championship run as she looks to compete for a championship and advancing past LSU out of the women's bracket in the Elite Eight. Anyway, let's talk defensive free agents. Which defensive free agent would you most like to see the Titans sign now that we're through the first wave of free agency? We'll talk about it together on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and on Twitch right after I remind you that the Primetime program is made possible by the Ashton Real Estate Group of RE/MAX Advantage. Go to GaryAshton.com. Get your dream address without the stress. Get the intel edge you need to succeed that only the Ashton team can provide to you. The official real estate agent of the Nashville Predators is at GaryAshton.com. There's a couple of different free agents that are still out there on the market. And as far as defensive players go, there's a variety of different positions that this team still needs a ton of help with. Looking at the inside linebacking core, I think that there are players in the draft that can help the Titans. And free agency-wise, I'm not crazy about the crop that is out there now that we've gone through the first wave. The Titans' interest in Jerome Baker would have been the thing for me that really that was really enticing. Since then, the list of guys who are unrestricted players on defense or as far as off-ball linebackers go is pretty not enticing. You've got players who have had successful careers. It's crazy to me that Jamal Adams is only 28 years old, but guys like Xavien Howard, Jamal Adams, Emmanuel Ogba, who had good years in Miami, Justin Simmons, the veteran safety, still out there and available. Which player would you be most interested in seeing the Titans sign? Cordy Jackson says May or Simmons, we need safety help. Corey says he just doesn't trust a rookie wearing the green dot. I mean, I guess, but that's like saying you can't trust a rookie to play quarterback ever. Like, they're going to be miscues. There's going to be mistakes. They have to learn at some point. So if you have a player who you think that you can trust and needs to start getting those reps right out of the gate, then you're not going to have a choice, right? But I understand your point, Corey, that it's less than ideal to have a rookie running the show. Xavien Howard, if he's reasonable, says Tig. Not for what the corners are getting paid right now. Trevin Wallace from UK would be a steal on day three. We're not talking about draft picks. We're talking about free agency at this point. I think looking down the list, Emmanuel Ogba would be the most interesting to me. Now, I don't know that he's necessarily the kind of scheme fit that Denard Wilson is looking for. I know precious little about the kind of scheme that Denard Wilson is going to run. But Emmanuel Ogba, the defensive end, formerly the Dolphins, he's a former second-round pick. He's 30 years old. He'll still be 30 by the time the season starts. I think that you can continue to add pieces to help with your pass rush because Harold Landry and Jeff Simmons are not enough. I think Arden Key at his best is a situational pass rusher, and you need a little better than that at this point. But I would probably go Emmanuel Ogba if I had my choice of things. With that, we will welcome in Robert. He will tell us what we missed this week in sports. I don't know if it's going to be sports related or news, pop culture, or otherwise. Perhaps we'll get an update, the latest on what's going on with Diddy in the world of music. I don't know what Bert has prepared for us this evening, but let us go ahead and do, in case you missed it. What have you brought us tonight, Bert?
First, I wanted to start off on kind of a somber note. A lot of people have known this was coming for a minute, but tonight is my last night on primetime, and this is the new formula of doing the lamest April Fool's joke ever. That's why this holiday isn't cool anymore. Because it's obvious when people are lying. And most of the time, nobody gives a rip anyway.
Are you
Nothing
lying?
Was
I got
cool
a little
today.
Excited. I got a little excited that this.
I know be. You got excited. And that's why I got upset about it. I saw the look in your eye. You thought
I would. I would love to.
You're not through with me.
I'll be like the University of Tennessee with their new women's basketball coach. I'll begin a national search. It'll be exhaustive, and we'll look through every crevice of every production studio ever to find your replacement. It will not. It will not be any skin off my nose. I don't know why that's a saying, but it is.
You know, I would just be the one that they would interview like 20 times and me in 20 different disguises. You would inevitably hire me again and have to go through this whole rigmarole. But April Fool's used to be so much fun. I feel like when we were all naive in the internet, we would fall for all of these things and go, why'd we get caught with that? And we've ruined it for ourselves. Well, yeah, but now
we'd enjoy that.
And now where there was nothing today, what in April Fool's got you going? There was one for me. And I think it was a small one, and I don't even know if it's real or not, but DJ Burns, the NC State basketball player that's taken the internet by storm. Everybody loves him. He's a big dude. He can move really well. Peter Schrager this morning tweeted that he had been texted that NFL general managers were interested in DJ Burns as a tackle prospect, and he could receive money to go through a pro day. Like, the dude's never – I looked today. I looked through the huddle. I tried to find some football. There was no football. He's just a big dude who can shoot the basket like crazy. He's like a ballerina. But the thing is, that was the best part. There was nothing else that was good.
I saw perhaps the shittiest executed or most shittiest. I'm not
– Shittily.
Shittily
executed.
The most shittily executed April Fool's joke out there I saw today from the Barstool Nashville account. Now, I don't know who runs the Barstool Nashville account, but I would say shame on them. They put up a post that says breaking on their Twitter and Instagram. The Tennessee Titans will be relocating to London, England, as a part of the NFL initiative to create a Euro division. The change takes place in 2026. And it's just an Instagram post that says, what are your thoughts on this from 9 hours ago? So they let April Fool's go for several hours before putting out their shitty post and trying to engage. And the only engagement that they got was getting dragged for how shitty the joke was. But at this point, we're just not even trying. We're just being lazy about it for the level of engagement that you might be able to get back. And I guess all engagement is good engagement, whatever. But I just wish we were more creative.
I was a little creative today. I'll be discussing it at 9:20 tomorrow as to what my April Fool's joke was. You can tune into Ramon, Kayla, and Will then. Yes, I'm self-plugging. Come and hear the prank that got played on everybody today and how it was orchestrated. But Peyton Manning and his brother with Omaha Productions tried. They tried to have a nice April Fool's Day skit, and it just – everybody's old as hell.
Anyone that has seen the Manning cast knows that Eli and I have a ton of fun doing the show.
But it's also a lot of hard work, and not just for us. It's really the people behind the scenes that make the show a success.
Since most NFL players are off on Monday nights, we thought, why not give them a little extra work and have the players produce the show from the control room?
Excited for my first day of producing. How's my outfit?
I feel like I should be at this game. I should be live, supporting my former team, but instead, I'm with you, staring at your ugly mug for the next 3 hours.
Thought he's supposed to be nice.
I talked to Jordan Love, who, by the way, I talked to him for 10 minutes. I was in the bathroom at the Broncos game taking notes on toilet paper.
Oh, man, that's just disgusting.
Boom, boom, boom. These hips don't lie. I'm like Shakira.
That technique is freaking terrible.
Sorry, Eli, I couldn't get your pumpkin spice latte for the first quarter.
And you're getting the double burp.
Sorry, Eli, we couldn't get your pumpkin spice latte. Shut up.
I can't believe they made them do that. Terrible script. Come on, if you're gonna make them do something, give them something good, man.
That they got everybody together just for that shit is tough. But I'm sure they got paid for it, one would imagine.
Hopefully so. More than I'm getting paid for this.
You're getting paid entirely more than you deserve for this, first and foremost. And the fact that we got you a raise is just out of my... I can't even begin to imagine how the hell it is that came to be. But I certainly recommended against it. In fact, I advocated for a pay cut as opposed to a raise. But yet here you sit, plugging your own stuff on a show that's not even this one.
Shut up.
That is going to do it for us tonight. Oh, speaking of plugging things, Bert, people were asking if Bert is going to be at the Install Live show on May the 3rd. I am going to make him go for no other reason than it might help me sell a ticket or two. So Bert will drop the Eventbrite link in the chat for those of you who have not yet got your tickets on Friday, May the 3rd, when Greg Cosell of NFL Films and myself will break down the entire Titans free agency and draft class in a three-hour live show for you. It'll be an electric time. There's also a full bar as a part of the podcast, so make sure you come hang out with us on Friday, May the 3rd at the Analog Room in the Hutton Hotel. We will require him to be shirtless. That is something that I have written in contractually as a part of his raise around here. He must do all public appearances without a shirt on. I was very proud of him this weekend. He got recognized in public for the first time and delighted me. Anytime that him and Lucas get recognized in public, it makes me very, very happy. My little superstars are growing up. Look at the two of them. Anyway, rightly or wrongly, no matter what they're getting recognized for. Now, I also have to plug that L'Jarius Sneed will be on the radio show live with me tomorrow from the Titans practice facility. I am going to scurry on down. I'm going to do the first hour of the radio show in studio. We also have Vanderbilt's new basketball coach, Mark Byington, on the radio show in the 10 o'clock hour. And then at 11 o'clock, I'm going to run down to the facility. We're going to do the L'Jarius Sneed press conference at 11:30. And then afterwards, in the noon hour, he is going to come to the remote broadcast setup that I'll have at the facility. And we'll interview L'Jarius Sneed live on the radio show for you. So make sure you're subscribed to 104.5 The Zone on YouTube. Like the video here on the way out the door. Have a great rest of your evening. And I'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on 104.5 The Zone.
This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue. This is our Colts. Whether win or lose, we love them. For the shoe, beat the Titans. Let the world hear us now. This is our team. Go Colts!